It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Thursday, March 7th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade. And today we're going to be covering some new releases to celebrate International Women's Day.
But first, let's talk about the artist who overwhelmingly won our Twitter poll regarding who you want to hear new music from this week. It's Flight of the Conchords. Believe it or not, Flight of the Conchords have now been around for over 20 years. A decade since their HBO series ended, the New Zealand musical comedy duo of Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement are still selling out shows at venues around the world, including the Eventim Apollo in London, where they recorded their new concert film and album, cleverly titled Live in London. The set includes classics, new originals, and endearing banter, making it what Exclaim calls the definitive audio version of the Flight of the Conchords experience. Here's their live version of their new song, Father and Son.
What will I do? Will I be a fireman or work in a zoo? You can do anything that you choose. The world is at the feet of a kid like you.
Just a boy and his dad.
Just a dad and his kid.
Together.
I'd like to live in the moon or maybe live on a star. Or will I be like you, Dad, and live in the car? You can't live on a star, you'll disintegrate.
And to celebrate International Women's Day, we picked out a couple of new releases for you, including the new one from Amanda Palmer. In the 10 years since the Dresden Dolls officially called it quits, Amanda Palmer has carved out a space for herself as an independent artist, with a huge Kickstarter campaign and a Patreon account for fans to truly be her support base. Her ostentatious sound has been simplified for her third solo effort, There Will Be No Intermission. In a conversation with Boston Magazine, Palmer explained her new sound, saying, "This is the most stripped down, vulnerable, intimate, and honest record I've ever written. My producer and I sat down and we made very strict rules. No band, no strings, no orchestra, no excessive ornamentation, just the sounds and the truth of the songs." And this is no light album. Palmer continued, "A lot of the themes on the record are about being alone and facing the slings and arrows of existence. I wrote about abortion. I wrote about motherhood. I wrote about miscarriage. It's not an easy record." And while Voicemail for Jill covers the controversial topic of abortion, it's done so in a delicate and soft, friendly voice.
"I'm not sure that you'll get this in time. I don't know if you're checking your voicemail at all, but in case it's the morning and you're off of the Green Line and walking through Copley, I want you to stop for a second. I want you to listen. You don't need to offer the right explanation. You don't need to beg for redemption or ask for forgiveness. And you don't need a courtroom."
If you've known someone who's ever seen Stella Donnelly live, at one of the festival appearances on her busy schedule, maybe, or opening for an artist like Natalie Prass, you've known someone who's told you, you've got to listen to Stella Donnelly. Her debut EP, Thrush Metal, from last year, was full of quietly searing accounts of her life as a young Australian woman, and she's getting a little bit louder with her first full-length. Donnelly has built a band for her first international headlining tour, and the new album, Beware of the Dogs, hums with the lacerating lyrics and loping rhythms of songs like Tricks.
About you, but Dido's 1999 release No Angel was on heavy repeat at my house. Dark and dramatic songs like Thank You and Here With Me mixed dance club misery with longing, love-drunk lyrics. It showed off Dido Armstrong's conversational delivery and gained her international success. Dido is still the most popular female UK solo artist of all time, right behind Adele, selling more than 40 million albums worldwide since 1999. It's been 5 years since the last Dido album, and she's about to go on her first international tour in 15 years. Still on My Mind doesn't miss a step. pulling you back into that emotional whirlpool that Dido loves to craft. It's the perfect soundtrack for your next breakup with songs like Chances.
I will stand and wait until it's morning, and I won't make it lying down. I will close my eyes so I can't see you, and I will have all my chances again. I want all of my chances again.
It may seem hard to believe it's been a whole half decade since we've heard any new Black Keys music, because frontman Dan Auerbach has been busy with his band The Arcs and seemingly infinite producing projects. The ironically keyboardless duo are back, though, with a very on-brand stopper called Low High. You'll get high on Auerbach's stinging guitar and Patrick Carney's chuglin' drums, but you may feel a little low when you learn there's no album announcement yet. And that's this week's new release roundup. You can hear more of all that new music over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer today. We'll be back on Monday with more music news headlines, but be sure to check back tomorrow, Friday, because we're going to have a very special International Women's Day episode. The Current's Jill Riley is going to sit down and talk with Margot Price about all sorts of topics. You won't want to miss it.